waiting for the first round of Gujarat state assembly polls is all set to begin tomorrow. Both Bharatiya Janata Party and Congress have gone all guns blazing in propagating their party and have also resulted in heated exchanges between each other. Senior Congress leader Manish Shankar Iyer hit the headlines yesterday when he called Prime Minister Narendra Modi as Neech. Prime Minister, on the other hand, was quick to respond and called it a casteist remark and appealed all the voters to punish him for such remarks. Vice President of Congress Rahul Gandhi condemned the misconduct and asked the senior Congress leader to apologize, which he later did. Manish Shankar Iyer has also been suspended from primary membership of the Congress. On the other hand, Hardik Patel took a dig at BJP and said the ruling party was busy in making CDs of opposition leaders and forgot to make its manifesto. It'll be interesting to see how these comments and digs at each other work on the general public of Gujarat.
Portugal's Cristiano Ronaldo has been awarded the Ballon d'Or for World Player of the Year for a joint record fifth time, going level with eternal rival and Barcelona forward Lionel Messi as the player to have won the prize the most times. Ronaldo collected the trophy in a glitzy ceremony at the Eiffel Tower in the French capital, presented by former France player David Ginola. Actor Sophie Turner has confirmed that popular fantasy drama Game of Thrones will premiere in 2019. Turner, who plays Sansa Stark on the show, told Variety that the HBO series got 6 or 7 months left on production. Turner also gave a sneak peek into the challenges her character is going to face in the 8th and final season. The actress said the new season is going to be tricky for her character. Turner also said this season is more a passionate fight for her character than a political and manipulative one. Chinese smartphone manufacturer Oppo has launched the Oppo F5 Youth in India. Featuring a 6-inch display and a 2160x1080 pixel resolution and an 18:9 aspect ratio. The device runs Android 7.1 Nougat based on Oppo's preparatory color OS 3.2 and is backed by a 3200 mAh battery. The new Oppo smartphone will be available for purchase through offline and online channels starting December 8.